I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a few moments, we'll hear from the woman who created our latest next big thing. It's a video game, and it's a violent one. It blows away guys who harass women on the street. We'll tell you more about it in a few minutes. But first, they say it takes a village to raise a child, but maybe you just need a few moms in your corner. Every week, we visit with a diverse group of parents for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. Today, we hope to hear some wisdom from a dad who's helped his daughter become one of the most successful young African-American stars working today. Christopher Pierman is the father of Raven Simone. For years, he managed her career. In his new book titled Dreams So Big, Mr. Pierman talks about how he and his wife helped move Raven Simone through childhood to where she is today. The book is titled A Parent's Guide to Helping Your Child Believe and Achieve, and Christopher Pierman is with us now. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
You know, we had Raven Simone on the program last year, and she talked about how she had a vision from a very early age of what she wanted for herself. I'm just going to play a short clip from that conversation. I'm sure you've heard this before, but I'm just going to play it.
There was a plan that I made when I was 15, sitting at a sushi bar with my mom on a blue napkin. I wrote down everything that I want to happen up until I turned 34, like the companies that I wanted and how the tree of business would trickle down and things of that nature. But that picture is stuck in my head. So every choice that I make and have made since I was 15, I'm working as if it's already there. So when I see something or I see a role, I'm like, you know what? I can see myself in that. And I pay attention to what my body and my world is telling me. You know, I pay attention to the signs. And most of the time, the signs are correct.
Now, two things I want to point out about this. One is that she's very clear that you and your wife, her mom, have been very central to her success. But two, she talks about this drive and the vision that she's had. And in your book, you talk about the fact that she had a vision for herself when she was very young.
Well, you know, I told the story many times, but when she was 2 years old, you know, we were watching The Cosby Show, and she turned around and said, Daddy, I want to be on The Cosby Show. I can do what Rudy can do. And at that time, I saw the seriousness in her eyes and then giving her the understanding what it would take. And she agreed to what it would take. And then I thought that the next logical step was, well, if I take you to the top agency in Atlanta, if they saw something there, then that would clearly be a sign for us to continue to move forward to help you achieve that dream. So we took her to the LaJohns agency and they signed her that day. And I was like, OK, well, you know, there's no turning back now.
Now, do you think that that is something that can be taught, or do you think that that is something that just is?
I think it is, and it can be taught. Over the 20-year journey, you know, everyone is always asked, you know, how did you do it? And during the journey, you don't know at the time. And so as I retired from the business and looked back over the career, I saw that there were eight principles that were common in not only in our situation, but researching famous people and famous people doing things and successful people. I saw that these principles all were a common thread. And I want to put that together in this book so that when people ask not only about show business, because this book is not about how to be a star. It's basically when a child comes to you, your child comes to you and saying, well, this is what I wish to be. There are processes that take place. There are powers that you have within yourself and within themselves that makes that happen.
That's true, and you certainly do make the point in the book that these principles are not just relevant to the field that you're in. I'm curious to know why you feel that these principles are so broadly applicable to other fields, because you are in a field where people, what's the word I'm looking for, are kind of willing to take a chance, roll the dice in ways that they perhaps are not in other fields.
Used to?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, to me, it's like one of the first principles about paying attention. Paying attention to what's being said to you from the inside, and you have a dream. Let's say you have a child, and they're loving airplanes. They love going to the airport. That's giving you an indication they are feeling flight. You give them everything to help them keep pushing them towards that goal, and you know whether or not they want to be a pilot, whether or not they want to own it. But to hear what their inside soul is saying, and we have to pay attention to what they say, as opposed to if my daughter had said, I want to be on The Cosby Show, and we said, oh, that's sweet, dear. Now turn back around and look at The Cosby Show.
Can you talk a little bit more about this one piece, which I think is something that a lot of people are curious about, particularly with parents who are involved with their children in show business or other demanding careers like athletics, for example. You say, you ask the question, you say, and this is one of the scary questions, are you willing to synthesize your dreams with your children's? Is that necessarily a healthy thing to do? A lot of people are sort of taught that you shouldn't live through your children. How did you work that out for yourself?
I think it's more so you're living the dream with each other. You know what I'm saying? Using Raven as an example, she wanted to be on The Cosby Show. And, you know, at that time, we was like, where's her future going to be? As we all, as young parents, you know, like, where's our children going? I know with us, it was like, well, she's going to go to college. You know, she's going to have her own house. And we all have these worries and so forth. But sometimes it's important, you know, if you have a child that's saying, well, I want to be this great baseball player, or I want to be this doctor, so forth like that, and your intention is for them to be that too, you got to get on the field with them. They have to see that you're with them 100% because it's difficult and they need help. So you don't want to take them halfway and then you're off into something else. If you're making a commitment to saying, you know, I'm going to get you through this, you know, the childhood, I'm going to get you through this teenage, I'm going to get you through this adult age, and I'm going to help you try to achieve things like be better than me.
I don't know whether this is fair or unfair, because often as we hear stories of parents who manage child stars, mm-hmm. and the children become estranged and there's all this sort of hatefulness. And, you know, Raven Simone is always someone I think that seems very grounded, very happy, very open. Mm. Is Raven the exception, not the rule?
No. No, and this is brought up so much, and I've looked at this scenario, and it's like this. Let's say that there was no show business. There was no television or no sports or whatever. You're still going to have children that's still going to have a problem with their parents. I mean, I grew up with people. I hate my mom. You know, that's always has been and always will be. But I don't think this is just because of that business. I mean, there are some people that are very hard on their children when it comes to academics. You know, we want you to achieve and make these good grades so that you can go to this school. And then they have resentment for their parents. You know, this is just life. I don't think that this particular business is more so a conduit towards distress for the kids and distress for this. But I don't think so. It's given Raven a wonderful opportunity. Traveling around the world, meet so many people, and be able to give back to so many people. There's a greater opportunities in this situation. And I think that we should sometimes show more of the positive side of it as opposed to just the negative and then blowing it up.
So what's next for Raven Simone after having achieved this level of success? My guess is she probably doesn't have to work again for the rest of her life.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that was a few years ago. But you know what? I don't manage her career anymore. She's got to a point, you know, she said, Daddy, I can run my own company. I can run my own thing a few years ago. And I'm like, you know, you have the tools.
But was it hurtful to you? Or were you sad when she, I assume it was mutual. You agreed that she was ready to do things on her own. Was that sad for you when you're no longer managing
her? Absolutely not. I've been managing that girl's career since she was 6 months old. It's just like you having a child and saying, you know, I'm ready to go to college and do my own thing and move out the house. You know, it's like, okay, go ahead. I know my mama said it. Bye, boy.
You've kind of felt like I've done my job.
I've done my job. I'm not going to second guess that. And it's important for them. You do all of this so that they can be able to take the reins and to be able to, you know, run their own lives. Because we have our own. You know, some parents try to hang on, you know, be 70 years old, 80 years old. Come on, you know, I'm too old for that. Baby, go do your thing.
Christopher Pearman is the author of Dreams So Big, A Parent's Guide to Helping Your Child Believe and Achieve. He joined us from Atlanta. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.